We're asking everyone to stay in their own local community, to follow the public health advice, and in doing so, try to ensure that we flatten the curve in terms of the amount of people that have been infected, and also hopefully that we can see life get back to normal as soon as possible, and people be in a position to leave their local areas in the future again, and indeed in particular visit our county. But it's essential now in the next couple of days that everybody heeds the advice and that there isn't any travel.
Up to now, the Gardaí have been acting in a sense in an advisory role, offering guidance and reminding people of the regulations. Now Gardaí do have extra powers that are coming into force this week. They should have those powers fully implemented by the weekend. Would you, if necessary, like to see them use them?
I think it's very important that the Gardaí have those powers so that if there is somebody who is not taking a heed of the public advice, that they are in a position to fully enforce them. And I have made representations, I know many others have, to the government and the Minister for Justice to ensure that the necessary regulations are completed this week, particularly in advance of the weekend, because it's important that the public do know that in the event that they're not taking the advice that the Gardaí are giving and that they're doing a very good job in terms of policing, that the Gardaí will have the powers to enforce those, and indeed that there will be powers of penalty in place where people do not take heed. But I certainly hope that in the vast majority of circumstances that won't be necessary, that people will take heed of the public health advice, and indeed that the communities will work together to get that message out there long and strong, that for the next number of weeks our health has to come first, and continuing the hard work that everybody's been doing, that's the way we can get back to normal life as soon as possible.